Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. These are God's words. Now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his words. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me." And Jesus answered and said to her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things. But one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her." So far the reading of God's inspired and inerrant word. And so Jesus has been working his way toward Jerusalem. In fact, it told us back in chapter 9 that he had set his face to Jerusalem, and that they had entered village of the Samaritans in chapter 9 and verse 52 to prepare for him, but that they did not receive him because his face was set for the journey to Jerusalem. It was becoming dangerous to be associated with Jesus, and of course the Samaritans may have been prejudiced against the Jews as well, but it would have been even more dangerous in Bethany, where Mary and Martha and Lazarus live. And so when it tells us that now he entered a certain village and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house, it's actually in contrast to what we have just recently been seeing in the Gospel of Luke. And this commends Martha highly because probably Mary and Lazarus were there as well. Later, as John tells us in John chapter 11, they refer to Lazarus as him whom you love. And so it is highly likely that this was one of those occasions in which Lazarus was getting to know Christ, and they were becoming friends, and Jesus' friendship, love for him was obvious and increasing. Maybe even the time that he met Lazarus. Excuse me. So even though Mary and Lazarus are also in the house, verse 38 specifically tells us Martha was the one who welcomed him into her house. And we too should be willing to welcome Christ when others are not, whether they are fearful or don't want to be bothered or have some kind of whatever reasons they have against serving Christ and being recognized with him. We must serve Christ. We must be willing to be identified with him. And so it's very good. Martha welcomed him into her house. In verse 39, and she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word, but Martha was distracted with much serving. Now, it's not wrong to serve Christ, but what verse 40 is telling us is that Martha, because of the muchness of her serving, because the emphasis on what she was doing, was distracted from Christ. So she wasn't, as you might have seen someone do in one situation or another, kind of just doing the very basics of what is necessary so that she can pay attention and not be distracted by what she is doing and hurry up and finish it so that she can come and sit. But she was distracted by the muchness of her serving. She was so distracted by the muchness of her serving that she thought Jesus might be distracted from the muchness of her serving by his teaching, that that perhaps he is so busy teaching and Mary and others, but Mary at his feet, that he isn't noticing that I am, how much I'm serving. So she comes, she approaches him and she says, Lord, do you not care? Very interesting, right? Because really, we could say, Martha, do you not care that Jesus is teaching? Why the muchness of this serving? But she thinks he is missing out on the muchness of her serving by his teaching. We too can fall into that. How often we are so focused on what we feel like we want to do for the Lord. And we increase it, and it must be just so, and private worship falls by the wayside. Family worship falls by the wayside. If public worship doesn't fall by the wayside, we are even distracted while we are there, and distracted by the muchness of our serving, and the whole time hoping, I hope, thinking or feeling, or maybe even not even willing to say it out loud in our hearts, I hope Jesus notices how much I'm serving. And so Martha is very similar to how we can end up being. So, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her about me. Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things. Isn't it interesting? The Lord's word does many good things for us. But one of the things that it just about always does is eliminate worry and trouble. Because it tells us the truth about who he is and what he has done. And even though it tells us the truth about who we are, whether telling to somebody who is outside of Christ, they should be worried and troubled about that. But when they find out about Christ and God brings them to faith, the worry and the trouble disappear. And we do have remaining sin, but when we are reminded, if we belong to God through faith in Jesus, when we are reminded that Jesus is our righteousness and he's taken away our sin and our guilt, when we are reminded of what God is doing in us and that it shall surely be completed and that we will be perfectly holy and perfectly happy forever, that takes away that worry and trouble. And of course, all other worries and troubles are taken away by the reminder that God is using in all things and working in all things for our good. And so Jesus answers and says to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things. But one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part. Does he say Mary is not worried and troubled? He doesn't. But he does say that what Mary needs and what Martha needs is to give attention to Jesus. That in sitting at his feet and hearing his word, that they can be instructed and have fellowship with him. And we know that it's not just instruction for our minds, but even the means by which he grows us. He grows us in the grace, his grace, and in knowing him. And so he says, Mary has chosen that good part which will not be taken away from her. And it's possible, if we are impressed with the muchness of our serving, that we won't realize not only how needy we are, but how needy our brothers and sisters are. And we will want them to join us in our muchness, when what they need first and foremost is the Lord Jesus and his word. So Martha is a good example at first for us, welcoming Christ, serving him, being willing to be identified with him. But let us remember that we are needy. And if we start being irritated with others because they're not serving as much as we are, or if we are worried and troubled about many things, let us remember that the one thing that is needed is probably needed even more by us at that point. if we are irritated with others because they're not serving as much as we are, or if we are worried, or if we are troubled, we answer. The thing that is needed is our Lord Jesus and His Word. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank You for these times in which we can draw near to You together as a family and consider Your Word, because we do often get irritated with others and think that they are not serving, or perhaps even they are not. But the irritation in our hearts reveals that we are self-impressed with the muchness of our serving. So help us, Lord, to serve out of love and to serve in a way that does not distract us from our neediness of You and the fellowship that we may have with You in Your Word. And we pray that You would help us to not be worried and troubled about many things, but that by this one thing that is needed in our private worship and our family worship every day, and the worship on the Lord's Day every week, that You would stabilize us and gladden us by Your Word and by our fellowship with You, so that we would not be worried and troubled about many things, but instead liberated to serve You in that way that knows you and doesn't miss out on You. So help us, Lord, I pray, especially for these children, that as they grow in wisdom and stature and favor with men, that so also they would grow in favor with You, that they would be much focused upon You, and that they would not fall into the overemphasis on what they are doing and miss out on their neediness of You and Your sufficiency for that need. So grant to them to walk with You, we ask. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.